Paul Goldschmidt signs a 5-year extension for $130 million. Stays off the, skips the free agency market next year. Chris Sale with the Red Sox decides to skip next year's free agency market. Justin Verlander signs a deal yesterday. He decides to skip free agency. There's a fallout from this year's free agency in professional baseball. The biggest names, I've just given you three. Goldschmidt, Chris Sale, Justin Verlander, have taken themselves out of free agency. They voluntarily walked away from being able to peddle their wares to every professional sports franchise in Major League Baseball and wait to get the biggest offer from the best team that they want to work with. And now the three biggest names to come up in the next few years have passed. And that doesn't even get us to Mike Trout, who also passed on the opportunity to be wooed and to be wined and dined. No. So we've had four huge names in Major League Baseball in the past 4 days decide free agency is not going to be for me. And that's because of what Harper and Machado faced this year. The fact that they had to wait. The fact that they had to slightly sweat. The idea that no matter what kind of big name they are, the Major League Baseball owners are going to decide what you're worth, and there's not going to be 5, 6, 7 teams all trying to grab you and get you. It's a different day. I mean, it's a different day in Major League Baseball. And you've now seen it. Four teams all begging out of free agency. They've had their biggest stars beg out of free agency. Nope. Verlander, I don't want to go on the open market. Mike Trout, best player in the game. I don't want to go on the open market. Justin Verlander, Chris Sale, Paul Goldschmidt. Nope. I'm fine. It is a new day and age. You better draft well. And your general manager better be able to execute some trades. Because if not, your franchise isn't succeeding. You better have a great minor league system. Because the options of building a team through free agency, well, going forward, it just doesn't look like you're going to have the same opportunities you had in the past. I'm trying to see here, 53 complaints were registered with the FCC, Anthony Pierno, after Super Bowl 54. Super Bowl 53. Do you know why the FCC got 53 complaints?
Were they upset with Adam Levine?
Yes. And do you know that CBS, according to reports from various media outlets, was levied a fine of $550,000?
Just because some nipples?
Yes, supposedly the FCC levied a penalty of $550,000, reportedly, because they saw nipples on Adam Levine. And I don't want to say that people are being, like, absolutely, I don't know. Talk about old school. What are we on, Little House on the Prairie here? If those same people turned on, let me see, what is CBS? CBS has the fantastic Young and the Restless and the Bold and the Beautiful. And on the Young and the Restless, a guest over the years on this show, my buddy Joshua Morrow, plays Nicholas Newman. Josh has been on the show many times, picking football and otherwise. Joshua has shown his nipples on CBS, I would say, 200 times in his life. You've seen Joshua shirtless.
Actually, I'm kind of surprised when like 50 people complained out of, what, 98 million, I believe,
seriously,
that watched? I actually thought that was kind of low. I'm shocked. Only 50.
50 some people filed official complaints because of seeing a man's nipples. If you watch any primetime show, now what about The Bachelor? Don't they show that on The Bachelor? Don't they show guys shirtless on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette? Don't they show guys, don't guys in the NBA sometimes take their shirts off at the end of games? Exchange jerseys? I've seen Dwayne Wade's nipples. I mean, seriously, are we that, is it 2019 and people are offended by that? I'm just shocked. All I can think is that people don't watch any other television. Now, some guys probably have really ugly nipples. That's all I'm going to say. You probably have ugly nipples. Maybe you're offended by that. I can't tell you what the thought process is.